As Democrats here get their four-day convention underway, President Clinton is continuing his whistle-stop campaign trip to Chicago. Mr. Clinton got off the train today to address a rally at the Police Academy in Columbus, Ohio. There he proposed new legislation to expand the Brady Bill.
I believe that the Brady Bill should cover anybody with a domestic violence conviction. I don't believe they should be able to buy a handgun.
NPR's Mara Liasson is on the president's train. Mara, why does the president say the Brady Bill needs to be changed?
The president says the Brady Bill needs to be extended. The Brady Bill already bans handgun purchases for felons. He wants it to extend to anyone who has been convicted of domestic violence, and that includes a lot of people who have been convicted of misdemeanors. And this is not an original idea with the president. It's a piece of legislation that New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg has already proposed. It's passed through the Senate, but it's been blocked in the House. And the president is taking it up. It's very good politics. It marries two issues that he's used to show that he's a tough-on-crime leader. One is domestic abuse, which appeals to female voters, and the other is gun control, which is the Democrats' entry into the crime debate this year.
Is it thought that this, if this were to happen, that this extension of the Brady Bill would cover a great many cases, a great many people?
Well, the White House simply can't say how many it will cover. They can tell us that 4 out of 5 of the domestic abuse cases they think are misdemeanors, and there are about 88,000 estimated cases of domestic violence every year. But quite frankly, the White House says this is deterrence. They're not sweating the details too much here. They think it's a good issue. It makes sense, and it makes political sense.
Now, by the time that President Clinton had made this statement in Ohio, the Republicans had already faxed news organizations all around the country with their response to what the president was proposing.
That's right. Senator Dole is against the Brady Bill. He did issue a statement saying all guns should be kept out of the hands of domestic abusers. Dole favors something called an insta-check system instead of a 5-day waiting period. He also accused the White House of not being serious about domestic abuse. He said if they were, they would more vigorously enforce the Violence Against Women Act.
Now, this train ride, Mara, talk about media events. Not only is the president stretching out his trip from Washington to Chicago, but we're also promised a policy statement every day, some kind of initiative.
That's right. An announcement today. Today was crime. Tomorrow he'll announce a new campaign for literacy. The next day it will be the environment. Not all of these proposals are very big. Sometimes he's dug deep into the bureaucracy for a study or an idea that's been floating around, and he can put the aura of presidential importance on it. Sometimes he simply re-announced ideas. Today, for instance, he called for a ban on cop killer bullets. He's called for that before. He also called for legislation to correct 2 Supreme Court rulings, one that would ban guns near schoolyards and another that would have given prosecutors more power to convict people who commit drug crimes and use guns in the commission of those crimes.
But there's some coordination here, isn't there, that he speaks about the issue, and then at the convention we have a matching event.
That's right. Tonight, for instance, Sarah Brady, the handgun control advocate, will be speaking at the convention. President Clinton's announcement is meant to drive the news, get a headline during the day on the evening news before the convention's nightly program begins, and then it reinforces what Sarah Brady will have to say. This is the format that the Clinton campaign has chosen for this trip. They thought there wouldn't be enough news or interest coming out of the Chicago convention, so they're going to have him barnstorming across the country, but also being president and doing the kinds of things that presidents can do to get attention. Not simply slugging away at his opponent, Bob Dole, but doing the country's business and announcing initiatives like this one that will help suburban parents, families, and that's the idea behind this trip.
And how's the trip going so far?
Well, the trip is going fine. He's met large and enthusiastic crowds. He's gone through a lot of Democratic areas. They are trying to marry the kind of vintage campaign technology of a train with some modern technology. They have a helicopter that hovers overhead and is supposed to be able to beam images of the president right into the convention hall in Chicago. They haven't quite got it working yet, and we have not heard yet that the president's image is actually going to appear in the hall, but they are trying to get that right.
Well, Mara, thank you very much. NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from President Clinton's train en route to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.